This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plaster, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Can you hear him mumbling over Simon Plaster's intro? I'm sorry, Simon Plaster. Would you like me to play that again?
It's all right, but I am terribly offended.
You see, you're mumbling over Simon's introduction.
Simon, I just had a question posed to me a second ago about what am I passionate about. Everything that you do, I'm passionate about. Absolutely everything that you do, the exposing of this insane genie that's got out of the ugly bottle, the fact that you go to work every day and you expose it and you make us all aware of it, and hopefully that and then empowers us to do something about it. And you did it yet again, because there's a car ramming headline fail from The Guardian.
What happened? Give us the details.
Well, indeed, there was a nasty incident on Monday when two Israeli soldiers were wounded in a Palestinian car ramming attack northwest of Ramallah. Now, the troops had just finished operations in a nearby village to root out some terrorists, and this Palestinian vehicle rammed them. The soldiers were on the side of the road outside of their vehicle because the vehicle had broken down. There was a problem with it. And even though they were wounded, the IDF troops opened fire in response. Two of the terrorists were killed, and a third one was injured. Now, Palestinians claimed afterwards that this was a simple road accident, but the fact that there were Molotov cocktails discovered in their vehicle kind of indicates that perhaps that wasn't the case. Not only that, there had actually been some Molotov cocktails being thrown at a nearby road just prior to that. Three young Palestinian men had been identified. So you kind of, you know, all the evidence adds up there. So clearly we have an incident where, you know, Israeli soldiers on the side of the road are rammed by terrorists. Now, this was how The Guardian covered it. And I'm going to try and read this slowly so people can kind of think about this for a minute.
Yeah.
Israeli soldiers kill two Palestinians after car ramming, military says. And after that, we have a subheader which basically says, Palestinian Foreign Ministry claims two West Bank men killed in, and in quotes, brutal execution. So how is it that this we have a headline like this?
So they were actually executed. That's quite skillful, if you consider it, Simon, to actually get, you know, get somebody who wants to execute you to come towards you in a vehicle, and then you shoot them, and then the execution's done, and it looks like a car ramming. That's brilliant, actually.
Well, yes, it would be. I mean, you couldn't make this up because this headline basically portrays the Israeli soldiers as the aggressors. You know, they're the ones that have killed these two Palestinians. We have, after a car ramming, we have no idea from the headline who carried out the car ramming. I mean, it could have been the Israelis for all this headline says. And then just add insult to injury, military says. So already your average Guardian reader is already thinking, ooh, the military said it. Maybe it's not true at all. Maybe this isn't actually what happened. And then just for good measure, you throw in the fact that the Palestinians say it was a brutal execution. You know, just incredible how, you know, a newspaper can get away with this. And we're here to try and stop this from happening.
Is there nobody in the UK that kind of is responsible to ensure that what is published out there has some semblance of truth in it? Or does free speech just trump any?
There's no regulation of it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the unfortunate case in Britain. There is a regulator called IPSO, and it's a voluntary organisation, and most of the British media have signed up to it, apart from, wait for it,
The Guardian and The Independent.
And there's one other newspaper that we hear about the whole time, The Independent. So I'm literally at the mercy of their ombudsman's and their editors when I make a complaint about this. And really one of the best ways of getting a result from something like this is through weight of numbers. If enough people write in and complain or tweet them and get involved, then, you know, The Guardian and The Independent and any other newspaper that does something like this becomes fully aware of the anger that they have generated.
Simon, you know, if a newspaper or publication or website, a news site, is publishing information that has no credibility, and this is, although there is, it's based on something factual that happens, it's been reframed so that it's a completely different story, and for me that's fake news. do people still want fake news, and how are they continuing to do business? Nobody wants to subscribe to fake news sites.
Well, actually, I think you're wrong there, Kathy. I think plenty of people, unfortunately, do want to read fake news. And reframing a story like this to portray Israel as the aggressors
yeah.
is exactly what your average Guardian reader wants. You know, they want to see something like this, and therefore that's how the Guardian keeps its readership.
Okay.
So I'm afraid to say this is the situation we find ourselves in today.
I hear it.
Are they in financial trouble? And I too, I'm asking that every time I go into their Guardian Travel, which is the one decent thing that they do, up comes a little pop-up screen on the internet saying, please donate here. It's difficult for us to maintain a flow.
Exactly.
Well, not quite in those words, no. But I mean, would you have any idea?
No, I actually have plenty of idea. They are actually in a bit of serious financial trouble because over the last few years, they've tried to expand into the American market and the Australian market. And the American one particularly didn't work out so well. They are funded by a trust, and the trust is running out of money, and the newspaper's costing a lot of cash to keep going, and they need the advertisers, and they need the readers and the subscribers, and therefore it's stories like this which bring in the people.
Simon Plaska, that is where we leave it, and thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Look forward to it.
God bless. Bye-bye.